Thursday, February 10th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry Faye Vincent was commissioner of baseball from 1989 through 1992. He recently wrote an op-ed piece which appeared in the Wall Street Journal entitled "Dump the Character Standard for Baseball's Hall of Fame." He writes, "Doling out the honors is never easy. For the Hall of Fame, the problem originates with its terms for election, which instruct voters to consider integrity, sportsmanship, and character in addition to an on-field performance." Harry Faye Vincent shines a light on these issues of integrity, sportsmanship, and character, and one comes away after reading this article as to wonder, does he really believe that this ought to be a part of who gets into the Hall of Fame and who doesn't?
It is February. We are just days away. The notice would go out. Pitchers and catchers report for spring training. My dad had moved through playing baseball to umpiring baseball to the front office of baseball and scouting. That was his career for many years. When the call went out, my dad was headed for the umpire's version of spring training each year. And secondly, I would pull out my glove and get my saddle soap and start moistening it up again, get out my baseball spikes. Now I am ready for life. Baseball is back. Let's join the boys of summer. And I just love baseball. And now comes an article from a previous commissioner that's saying it is hopeless to maintain the character element in the judgment of the Hall of Fame. Now, what has given him occasion is the fact that, again, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens were voted down, and this is their last opportunity by regular election. Now, they still have a fallback, and that's the appeal through the Veterans Committee. What he wants to do is get away from the Veterans Committee, that affirming a character trait and overlooking what he calls the lack of luminous baseball achievement. What he's arguing for here is, here are some guys who have luminous baseball achievement, but we're falling short on the character because basically they cheated by steroids. And that would be steroid enhancement drugs that are illegal. Of course, he's also making reference to Pete Rose's ban from the Hall of Fame because of gambling. I was around and in baseball for many years, and every locker room you go into in professional baseball, when you walk in, you'll see the sign that prohibits gambling of any type. And then, of course, is the Hall of Fame requirement that those who have character flaws, including stealing and cheating, are not to be honored, no matter what their achievements were on the diamond itself. Now, he wants to get rid of that, and he has a couple of interesting quotes to promote that, Tom.
Harry says in his op-ed, "The Hall of Fame's job is to look backward and honor past performance. Major League Baseball tries to protect the future of the sport by defending its integrity. By trying to inject nobility into its election standards, the Hall of Fame aimed to maintain the old-fashioned view that honors should accrue to the honorable. Bonds and Clements may not have been saints, but they were great players. Pretending anything else matters is hypocrisy."
What he says is really an attempt to circumvent the issue. He says they were great players. Well, were they? Did they have great statistics? Absolutely. But how did they get those statistics? What he is arguing for is pragmatism. The end justifies the means. So if you're hitting or pitching or whatever is statistically significant, then we ought to ignore how you got there. So what I think he does is, on the one hand, creates a Hall of Fame that has admirable statistics, but then he also creates a Hall of Shame in terms of how you got there. You got there illegally. You got there by cheating. You got there by stealing. He's also trying to remove sport from its historic benefit. Its great benefit is not entertainment. Its great benefit is it's a wonderful clinic for life where we teach people how to compete within the boundaries. Well, the same thing that's true physically on a baseball diamond is also true in terms of conduct and character. And so if you have someone who steals or cheats or lies, is that someone that you are going to honor? He points out the great inconsistencies in that Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens are going to be kept out. But what about Cap Anson, who was arguably the one who promoted segregation in baseball? Well, here's what my argument is. When you have an element of character and honors, you increasingly clarify what is honorable. the fact that it is difficult to understand what is honorable and sometimes there's inconsistency is not an argument to dismiss honor. It is actually an argument to bring greater clarity, focus, and consistency to it. Notice we do not honor players today who would embrace a racist view of life. Things have gotten clarified. Consistency has been applied. My great concern is that we now move into a society of pragmatism. It's just the bottom line. If you can produce, who cares how you produce? Well, that is a recipe for chaos, for confusion, and a recipe for the death spiral of any culture. Secondly, it is the loss of instruments like baseball, that their greatest value is they give us the opportunity, not simply for exercise, not simply for competition, not simply for teammates and fellowship, but it gives us a framework whereby we can learn life. It's called sportsmanship. So what basically this previous commissioner, who does fancy himself somewhat as the intellectual, is now making a case, look, just make it about the statistics. Then we don't need a veterans committee to try to get people in who either had good character but couldn't play or who could play and didn't have good character. And that's what his argument is. I would argue strenuously against that. I don't think you make it a true Hall of Fame by allowing it to become a Hall of Shame. You are honoring people who are doing what you would never want your son or your daughter to do. In fact, let me just end it this way, Tom. What I think a Hall of Fame actually does is identifies the values you honor. Then what you honor, you will value. So let me say it again. A Hall of Fame and achievement, whether it's business. Not long ago, I went down to the Alabama Businessman's Hall of Fame, where one of my elders was inducted. He was a man who was godly, and the impact he made in businesses was extraordinary, and he was appropriately honored. Well, the same thing's true whether it's football or baseball or basketball. Now, his argument, of course, is that you don't have character clauses in the football and basketball Hall of Fame. Well, I'm not going to get into that discussion, but I would argue there is a definite difference in terms of the expected conduct that takes place in a sport by how you define those whom you honor from that sport. And what I would suggest, Tom, is we not only are grateful to highlight someone's natural talents and their diligence and their practice and their devotion and their intensity to succeed at the sport, but we also honor how they got there. So, but I think the value of sports is not professional sports and their entertainment, but professional sports can conduct themselves in such a way to teach us the value of sports, which is to create clinics for life. What does it mean to function with others in a world of competition with diligence and intensity and passion? And how do you do that within the bounds of what is called sportsmanship, which is you don't cheat, you don't steal, you don't lie, those verities? He says the character clause should be jettisoned because it's impossible to define character. I would say very clearly, we know what character is. We value what we honor, and what we honor becomes what we value in society. Tom, let me circle back to that quote. He says that Bonds and Clemens may not be saints, but they were great players. Well, we're not saying that sports can make you a saint. What we're saying is that when you play sports, there's something called sportsmanship, and it's a level playing field. So I would say that Roger Clemens was an astonishingly skilled and competitive pitcher, and so was Barry Bonds, but their desire for success led them to cheating, stealing, and lying. And that's not what we want people to learn, and that's not a society that can be sustained. The reality is how they got there was not great, and it's not what we want to value, and it's not what we want to honor. It's not just the end justifies the means. The means ultimately determine the end that we honor and value.
As we close out for today, let me remind you the best way to stay in touch with Harry Reader and Today in Perspective is by downloading the Briarwood app. It is simple to do. Simply go to your favorite app store, type in Briarwood PCA. The app is yours at no cost. Do stop by again tomorrow, Friday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.